after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. And it is yet another week on the show. And another Monday. Every week we have a show on every Monday and Wednesday. Every Monday show is known as Hot After Dust Monday. And every Wednesday show is known as Hump Day After Dusk. So we give you two shows a week. We jam-pack a lot of crazy stuff all into one each episode. Of course, the Monday show, a lot of times we compile what happened over the weekend and towards the tail end of the week. And then on the Wednesday show, we kind of, you know, bring things up to what's going on in the middle of the week. Because, you know, after the week has started, you kind of get midway through. We go in, and then we kind of help you guys push your way to finish your week off. So that's what you got here every week. So I'm glad to have you. Of course, also, whenever they're here as well, we do have my other co-hosts, that's T. Molina and Nate Seduction. All right, so today's episode is entitled All the Stars. We call it All the Stars because, you know, that's one of the songs from the Black Panther soundtrack, which actually right before I came to get ready for the show, I actually just got finished seeing Black Panther, and I was impressed. I would go in a little bit about it later on in the show. So stay tuned alert. But yeah, so other stuff we also do here in the show, we do go in, we have our Crickets of the Week, where yours truly, is my segment, Crickets of the Week, where I bring attention to the dumbest and the worst person, or sometimes people, of the past week. And then we have the fan favorite of a segment that we do each episode, known as The Six. The Six is where myself and the team, or times even have our guests participate, and we name a topic, and then from that topic, we make a list of six based off that topic. So that's just a few of the things you can look forward to on the show. Also, one of the things that helps get this show going, and is one of the heartbeats of the show, is our social media site, DustSpot.com. DustSpot.com is where if you are in the entertainment industry, you want to make sure you're a part of it. It continues to grow, and definitely the site is we're really good about taking feedback and involving your feedback in it, and you know, giving you a place to be able to showcase your work without having to deal with necessarily people who aren't in the industry. You have to swim through them. Everyone on there, pretty much, you can't be on the site if you're not in the industry, whether it's modeling or music, film, fashion. We can go down the list. And speaking of which, we got one of my co-hosts in the building now. Let me open up the line. Baby, when I open up this line, please don't be having no loud noise in the background. Oh, here we go. I had to call it out because I know you be having. It's always a mystery if I open up that mic. All right, why the goddamn thing is taking forever to open? Mike, hold up. Hold up. So, yeah, in the meantime, we do that. We also, you can check out, I'll be posting it on my page here in a bit. I'm on Instagram. One of my co-hosts with the most, I actually have her poster now. And so it's actually on my wall, alongside some other great posters I've collected all throughout on my journey being in this industry. I'll definitely, you know, I try to have people on my wall that I deal with. It's not just like random people that along the way, you know, people always say, man, y'all support the celebrities, but you know, you don't support your own. And that's what I try to fix. I try to support my own and allow, you know, showcase them on my wall. Because, I mean, to me, this is how I feel personally. I feel that if you can have other people on your wall, like, if you're not in the industry, that makes sense. But I'm in the industry, so to me, it makes more sense to have people that I know about and support them. Because it's part of one of the things I do. I'm all about how can I raise more awareness about the people I work with. So, yeah, that's how it goes in. And so, yeah, wow, get this again. And T, I see you. We got some crazy. The switchboard acting real slow today, so you went to bear with me, baby. But in the meantime, while I figured I was going to switchboard. So T came in. I did see her all in my face, like, hey, I'm here. So I wanted to go in a little bit about what happened over the weekend, which was good stuff. It was all good stuff. This weekend got a chance to work with very great model. It's always interesting hearing the stories of people who haven't modeled in a while, and you know, you being that beacon of that person that's connecting them back into modeling, and it's really dope. Like, I like hearing these. Sometimes to me, it's like, especially when I'm doing photography, sometimes to me, it's not even just about the pictures. Sometimes some of the great parts about doing it is just like how I am in the show. I learn different stories about people. When I'm out and about, I kind of get to find out about people that way too. So definitely, okay, there we go. Switchboard's back and running. Goodness. I just tried to again, bring you in again. T, I got you finally. Finally. The switchboard tried to give me some accolades. Like, it was like that. I remember that one day he opened it all. I was like, man, just forget the show. Click. It was driving me nuts. But, okay, finally got you in here. So T, how does it feel to be one of the people on my wall now?
Oh, my God. It feels so amazing. Like, oh, my God. I'm on a wall.
Oh, man.
You know, I want to take the man above.
Oh, man. Here she goes.
Yep. And I want to thank all my fans and even my motivators. I'm not going to call them haters. I'm going to call them motivators. Thank you.
But I will say this, man. So that now you've done your Oscar speech, like talk, it's definitely a pleasure to definitely have you on there, because like I was talking about, I don't like to just have like, I mean, it's not like if I was just a pure fan in the industry, I mean, I was just a pure fan, I wasn't a certain industry. Yeah, you know, you have people on your wall that you just have to become fans of, but a lot of people I become fans because I work in it. A lot of times the people I become fans of are people that, you know, I've dealt with on a close basis of knowing them and knowing some of their stories behind the scenes. And I know you, man, I know you've been through a whole lot. And just to see, you know, you like a lot of stuff coming to fruition for you, whether it's the poster or the website and all that, it's really dope to see you, you know, be able to continue to, just when you think that you're at a certain level, you can, you know, you get pushed, a challenge thrown to you to tell you, okay, let's go to the next level. It's dope to watch you continue to progress.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's really dope. I haven't, matter of fact, it's ironic because you're next to one of who we used to have a show on here. My mom used to have a show on here as well. She actually she now does a model vlog on Dust right now. Model Angela, you're actually right next to her poster, and then you're right next to two people who I helped, you know, along the way, kind of mentoring them. You're next to them, and then Moe, who I've known for a while, and then the other side, Ms. Diamond, who actually, I was named the fan of the month 1 month. She sent me a poster, so you are now part of that illustrious wall. Cause it's cool because where that's at, like, it's where I shoot at and stuff. So when people come and they come and shoot, they always look at that wall and they're like, oh, man. So, yeah, now you're part of it.
Bam.
That's all I know. That's pretty much all I need you said. Bam. I see. Okay, the trio is complete because Nay is in the building. What's up, Nay?
What's up?
As much, you know. See, y'all been gone for a whole week. But yeah. I need that week. My brain was, I was doing too, man, people know me, man, I was doing so much and I was like, man, I gotta take a break from the show for a week. Not because I hate doing the show, but just like catch up on some other stuff and then be able to breathe that little stuff so I can kind of revitalize and then band hit the ground running, because I want to get y'all the best show possible as I can. But so I didn't ask you this, T, that I'm going to go to you, Nate. Also, T, how was your weekend?
My weekend was lit.
Was lit. What made your weekend lit?
Well, Saturday I went to a Dirty 30 party.
Okay.
Yeah. So I kind of went out my shell a little bit, and I took, like, I'm not going to say I took a date with me, but I took somebody with me to the party, basically. So we're not going to say date or nothing like that. Right? And, but I don't see myself doing that again. Because he was in his phone the whole time, and you know,
oh.
I don't see myself doing it again. Yeah, like, I mean,
hold on, you know, I got a sounder for that. Y'all already know. Whoa, with a goddamn switchboard today, I swear.
I mean, he did come out, even though he had to work the next day. But my thing is, like, you know, the whole time he wanted to sit in one spot. And me, when I go to a party, I'm not sitting in one spot. So, you know,
come
I
on now,
like,
talk to me.
Since he was on his phone, so I texted him, was like, are you okay? And he said the day, he sent a damn thumbs up emoji. I'm like, okay. All right, well, you can just sit there because I'm not about to sit there. And I asked him, I was like, do you want something to drink? He's like, no, I drunk before I got here. Okay, that's fine with me. I was just trying to be nice because I know I'm not nice. Y'all know
there
I'm
you
not
nice.
And so I guess he warmed up because he came upstairs and made his own drink. So.
Mm. You know I'm about to give that a proper read. I mean, oh my goodness, I gotta unpack. You have anything else to have on the weekend before I go? Because I'm about to go in on that. I can't let that go unspoken. Because it's a huge pet peeve. There's so many huge pet peeves of mine with that team. So many huge pet peeves. One thing, I don't know about y'all, but if a person, if automatic, you can, I might end the day early over this. If you are in your phone the entire day, or you're in your phone most of the day.
Yeah, I'm planning on a date
enough
because
well,
I don't think I would
you pay attention to me? Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Then okay, so when it wasn't the times that he wasn't necessarily paying attention to the phone because guys and it's weird because usually females do that, but guys doing it is becoming a big thing, and it's nothing more annoying than for you know females, y'all do it a lot, people are like, I do it a lot, and for all especially you know. A lot of times, y'all the pursued, not the pursuer. So if you give a person a chance to have your attention, you don't want them to blow it.
See,
and I just don't get
the thing.
It.
Like when I'm with somebody, I don't really be in my phone. But if they be in theirs, I'd be like, you know what? I'm just gonna pick my phone up because you know, like this is what we gonna do. Like you know what I mean?
It's like TNA. It's like, what do we have to do? Do we need to have a sign? Do we need you know what? That's gonna be, you know what? You gave my topic for the stick today. I ain't gonna talk too much more on it because I guess you just gave my topic. Sometimes things happen for a reason. Now I have my topic for the stick today, so I'm not gonna speak any more about it at the moment. But
okay.
I will be back.
Well, I had another thing that
during the stick. Oh Lord!
So,
what happened?
So you know my little exposed thing that I did, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, so this dude going around Richmond saying that he fucked me, and I was consistent pussy for him. So I'm not understanding what we did because I'm like, you know, whatever. So you know, I FaceTimed him actually because you know. If I'm going to be petty, I'm taking this all the way. So I FaceTimed him.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, yeah. So he didn't answer. He was like, I'm on the phone with my grandma. Are you okay? I said, yep, I'm okay, but I'm just trying to figure out why you're going around telling people we fuck. He didn't reply back. He blocked me.
Oh, right. You know I got to say that. Well, when the sound is the size of voice.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Exactly.
The switchboard.
And the thing is, he told one of my friends. And you know what's crazy is, he said something about the person I didn't like, and I stood up for her. What the hell? Yeah, that's crazy.
Because at the end of the day, I was telling you about before how your brain, your hard work, the older you get, some things just don't even be worth it. And sometimes even when people have done wrong, when you're a person that's about doing the right thing, sometimes
right.
even if a person did you wrong, you can't stand for people to do wrong in front of you. And if it's not right, you're going to address it. So,
no matter who the person is. Yeah, because he was like, well, basically the girl gave him head. And I'm like, you know, even though she do stuff like that, that ain't her type. You know what I mean?
Right.
I said, why you lying? She not even your type. So, you know, I was being nice.
It wasn't just that. It was just your heart. You don't like, you know, if somebody does, if something, you like, this how you are. I pay to this. You're not going to come to somebody if they didn't deserve for them to be. And for when somebody lies to someone, which that's part of why you've been mad all the time, is either people being sneaky or deceitful, is you don't like people doing that to others, no matter, even if that person did something to you.
Right. Yeah, I mean, because I'm a good person. You know, I don't bother nobody. And then when I do go laugh about stuff like that, it's because people just, I'm just getting tired of people keep talking about that shit. Like, and, you know, once you say that and that stuff go around, you know, people hit my inbox about that shit every day. About, you know, what she said and then what he said. And it's just like, you know, that kind of make, like the wrong image, you know what I mean?
Hey, but that's the thing, people. People try to spread it. All you can do is continue doing what you're doing, which is just continue to just do you. You don't got to prove nothing
yeah.
out here. The best proof you can do is continue to grow and win, because that's going to continue to make people talk.
But it also got me. It actually made more people follow me. So, yeah.
So, yeah. So, I would say people start rumors about folks. But at the end of the day is some of the people that follow, they might try to go south to you and find out what's going on because due to a rumor. It's always mm-hmm. from that point forward, a person comes and addresses you or they watch as you do. All you can do is just continue to do you, and the truth will set itself free. So, yeah.
Yep.
I can say that. All right. So, T, yeah. But like I said, that first story is going to be kind of hard of what today's The Six is about. So, good one. So, I'm going to throw it over to Nate. Nate's over there being good and innocent, which is not really words I use about her. How you doing, Nate? How was your weekend?
I'm good.
Hold on. Are you good or you're being good? What's the terminology?
Both. I've been good and I'm good.
You good? Well, are you anything happened for you this weekend? Worth noting. It doesn't have to be like necessarily some Hall of Fame discussion, but what happened with you over the weekend?
My project is finished. It should be dropping soon, so I'm pretty excited about that. When I tell y'all, it's definitely lit. Can't wait to finally drop.
Okay. Because I got a preview, I can concur. You're telling the truth. It's definitely I'm heat worthy.
What kind of project are
we
talking about?
My video.
Oh, okay. You just wait.
Just wait till y'all see it. It's definitely lit. I ain't gonna even lie.
I'm gonna spoil one thing. Let me put it this way. They've been practicing, like,
Don't spoil nothing.
I'm just saying it. This, because they got still, this is not really spoiling nothing. All I'm saying is, they've been practicing dancing, y'all. That's all I got to say. Maybe she to step the game up even more. That's all I'm going to say. I'm keeping it at that. See, I wasn't going to tell too much. I was just going to give them something to make their minds want to really have to wait for it now.
is definitely lit. That's all I'm going to have to say.
Yeah. Woo.
That video is lit. Definitely lit.
Trust me, T. It is. You know when they come in here and talk about these videos, has she disappointed yet when she comes talking about these videos?
No.
Yeah.
Well, trust me. On this one, like, it's like take every last one she's done thus far, and like if they all like had an orgy, and they had an orgy baby, that's what this video would be. It'd be like all those mixed in the one.
You were silly. But the video
funny,
is definitely crazy. Can't wait till it drops. I'll be doing some more things soon. Next photo shoot I got is in March. So steady working, steady grinding. Yeah.
I know that's right.
And I'm staying on top of Nate. I'm over here. If I gotta get on my knees and beg Nate, I'm like, please give me. I want like a fire poster. I'm like, I'm over here begging because I'm ready to put her on the wall too. So,
I'm gonna
move.
Come on, Nate.
This one she already know I got on her. I went because I'm going to tell you why I picked that one. Why I say it like that. Because I like how you looked at it. You look like it was just crazy. Like your facial expression, the outfit, everything. It was like real mysterious. Like, yeah.
Oh.
I'm Nate Seduction. Like, it made you like look at her like, all right, yeah, I got to bow down to her. She knows. She got it. You know, that's how the photo look. I like, that's why I want that one. But if you bring something that's just as good as that, I'm with it. But
I will
so
begin
I am ready
posting,
for you.
So
okay.
I'll begin posting, so.
I'm gonna beg her on the show. I don't care how I sound, I'm gonna beg her. I gotta do what I gotta do. So yes. But other than that, anything else happened besides, you know, getting the finish and touches on that great video?
Nah, that's about it. The Eddie dropping song.
Okay.
Wait a minute. What you say? Did you say baby be dropping soon?
It did sound like you said Zaddy be dropping soon, but you said that will
that
be dropping
soon.
Oh, I thought she said baby.
Don't do that to her.
I just thought I heard that. I'm sorry. Go back in the cut. Okay.
So yes. Yeah. So anyways. We'll go ahead and go into the music break. I told you I'll talk about Black Panther near the end on the show. And then when we come back, we'll be doing Crickets of the Week in the Six. So y'all stay tuned right here. If the goddamn Swiss board plays nice. All right, so we're going to go ahead and go to... I'm going to throw it back. Positive K, I got him in. Be back after this. Y'all self meet because I'll fight them with the switchboard trying to bring us back. So I'm just going to meet myself. All right, we'll be back after this. Look at that.
That sounds good, but I don't think that. than your man's Pee Wee Herman.
I got a question to ask you, truth. Are you a chef? Cause you keep feeding me soup.
You know what they say about those who sweat themselves. You might find yourself by yourself. I'm not waiting because I'm no waiter. So when I blow up, don't try to kick it to me later.
All them girls must got you gas.
And when they see a good thing, they don't let it pass.
Well, that's okay. You see, if that's their plan. Cause for me, I already got a man.
What your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that, see?
I got a man.
What your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that. What am I? Some grabbing mate that just came home from jail sweating you for a date. I don't want no beef. I just want to get together.
Now, you talking? Whatever.
We can't have nothing.
It all depends.
Well, if we can't be lovers, then we can't be friends.
Well, then I guess it's nothing.
Well, hey, I think you're bluffing.
Well, I'ma call my man.
Well, I can get a ragamuffin. You better catch a flashback. Remember, I'm not crabbing it. You know my style, but I'm not having it.
All I remember, then, excuse me, miss. You can't get a girl like me with a line like this.
Well, look, I treat you good.
My man treats me better.
I talk sweet on the phone.
My man writes love letters.
I'll tell you that I want you and tell you that I care.
My man says the same, except he's sincere.
Well, I'm clean cutting down. Kick in like a turbo booster. You won't love and you don't have to ask when. Your man's a headache, I'll be your aspirin. All confusion, you know, I'll solve them.
I got a man.
You got a what? How long you had that problem? What your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that, see?
I got a man.
What your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that.
I got a man.
Hey, yo, baby, shut up and down, no preservatives and
additives. I got a man.
I told you I treat you right.
I
oh,
got
come
a
on,
man.
I ain't no future friend.
I'm not.
I'm not trying to hit that scene.
I got a man.
But your man ain't me.
I got a man.
You got a what?
I got a man.
You got a what?
All right, y'all, we back. We're back on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Sunny J, Nate Seduction, and Team Alina in the building. So, yes. I told y'all I was going to go in and came back, and I did not disappoint. Okay, so there was some stuff I've got to talk about over my over the weekend that I ended up having going on. I talked about the poster, but one of the things, so every Saturday night now, this past Saturday is my second Saturday in a row, I don't do a photo booth because that's too much work. I actually get paid to be almost like a paparazzi at the event. So, this will go on there. So, I was actually shooting at the event. And sometimes the craziest stuff happens when I'm a student. So, in this particular point of time, this segment now is Crickets of the Week. Oh my! Thank you. I mean, really, goodness. So yeah, so y'all, So while I was shooting this stuff, and these people were like wasted, man. People's getting wasted. I mean, they be popping bottles left and right, and it's left and right, left and right, and it'd be people. It's predominantly. Hispanic and black. There's people other races that be there. White folks come chill there. Asian folks, everybody else are mixed into the fold. So, you know, I'm running around taking pictures, and all of a sudden, y'all, these dudes got so wasted, they fell asleep in their booth. They was like, they fell asleep in their booth. But they were laying on each other.
Oh.
Like, these fools is, oh, my God, man. They was laying on, and they looked like they were at a sleepover. I'm sitting here like, how the hell, y'all got that damn drunk, and y'all asses was laid out on the freaking couch of the club. What the hell was y'all drinking?
I did that before.
Fell at home. You fell asleep in the club in the booth. You did that before.
Yeah.
What the hell was? Let's get to you.
I was 10.
Because maybe you got insight. You can share to us. What the hell did you drink that made you fall asleep in the booth?
I had some E&J. I drank it straight out the bottle.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
we're getting somewhere, that brown, and you just drinking it straight the bottle like that? Yeah.
But yeah, and then.
Real quick.
Yeah, and then I went and bought me a blue motorcycle.
Oh. Okay, so you was out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, they were out of there too, but they was laid out. I mean, I got a picture of it. I will be, once I process the photos from this weekend, I will be posting it. Like, this is how wasted he would be. That's going to be one of the photos. And they would, like, pass out, like,
dude, wasted.
Like, one dude's head. It was, like, three dudes. One person's head was laid on top of the other one. Another person's head was laid on top of it. It looked like how you watch those movies, like, where it'd be crazy house parties. And the next day, people are laid out all over the place. That's exactly how it was. It was ridiculous. What the hell? So yeah. So that's my first cricket of the week. Number two. Cricket of the week is. The people because I decided to go to the after hours, which I don't go to after hours all the time, but I decided to go to the after hours because I was like kind of lit still. It's like, oh, you know, I'm still lit. Let me go turn up with a little bit more. So I went to after hours, and man, the after hours, like, I could do a whole Crickets of the Week episode based off what I've seen the after hours every week. Because if you go to after hours, like, I'm trying to think, last time I went was like some months ago. But every time I go, I always see cricket worthy stuff. Y'all, I know these females or these dudes be thinking sometimes, but I get the after hours. You know, is relaxed. It's not necessarily a dress code, but some people gotta think about how y'all leaving the house. I mean, do y'all not take care of yourself at all? No, I mean, and then y'all rolling with a crew, and your crew ain't telling you nothing. As they say, if you come out looking like a hot mess and you roll with some people you call your homies or whatever, and they didn't say nothing, they not really your homies.
Mm-mm.
Man, I saw all kind of cricket wherever stuff all over the place. I saw this one chick. Oh my goodness, she was doing the splits, and y'all, when she did the splits,
her tampon was showing.
Oh no, it's something just as crazy. before you decide to do the splits, just make sure you are cognizant of what you are wearing, and make sure it can withstand anything you're gonna do. So this girl did the splits and ripped the hell out of her fucking jean shorts. It took all the power of Wakanda to stop me from laughing at that shit. I was like, "Woo, get me out of here!" Because I'm talking about this on the show on Monday.
I can't.
and you know, like sometimes when cute girls do crazy, embarrassing stuff, they kind of get away with it because they're cute. It didn't help that the girl was ugly. Oh my goodness. She had these contacts in her eyes. I guess she thought she was cute wherever contacts she had in her eyes. But she had these contacts in her eyes that made her look like a fucking lizard. And I was like, man, who is this monster from the Blue Lagoon that they got in this fucking club?
You know what's crazy?
Oh,
everybody
think
my contacts are real.
Because you got contacts that match your eyes.
Yeah,
you know,
I got prescription.
You got a different color, you got contacts that look natural to your eyes. You didn't get no goddamn lizard contact. She looked like a goddamn lizard, man. I was like, and she had an ugly face. Oh, she was just ugly. And then she ripped the, and then I was like, ah. You know how sometimes young people are like, well, maybe they're like, nah, that person was, there's no helping them from not looking ugly.
Well, it's no worse than when I was in the club, and this girl, she was twerking, and I guess she tried to do a handstand or something, and she had a white in her period.
Uh-oh.
I was like, ooh.
No, I've seen that before. No.
Like, you don't know when your period come on? Mm-mm. Don't wear white until, I don't wear white until after my period go off, because you never know.
Man. Seriously, come on, man. Really, have some awareness. Y'all be,
well, I don't have that
y'all can't be coming looking that goddamn ugly.
Oh, wow.
And then y'all can't come in there doing stuff like that. Again, people, wear stuff that is suitable for what. If you know you having a heavy day, you need to make sure you got on heavy clothes. If you know you from, if you like to go bust out to a random split every now and then, I need you to make sure you have the clothes suitable to do so. So yeah, those are my cookies of the week. Little something fun. Not necessarily, you know, sometimes the one of the cookies of the week be sad and whatever, and I've been yelling at the top of my voice, but nah. This is just hot mess sightings I saw, and I had to go in on it. So, people, make sure y'all look correct, because if I see you looking a mess, you will make it to cookies of the week. That's all I got to say. So, yeah. Anyways. And I'm getting mad at the switchboard not sound off my cricket. I done pressed the cricket button a million times, and it's like, F you, Sadie J. So, yes. But anyways, so now we're going to go into the fan favorite segment known as The Six. The Six is where we name a topic, and then based on that topic, we have a list of six things based on that topic. So earlier in the show, T was talking about an experience she had with a date. That was just, you know, and it was so many things wrong this date. I create a list of six based off that date, but it kind of got me thinking. But today's topic is what are your pet peeves when you go on a date with somebody? What are your pet peeves? So I'm going to take it to, I'm going to throw it to Nay first. So Nay, what's one of your pet peeves when you go on first? Oh my God. The crickets are going off. I'm late as hell. Fuck out of here. I was Blog Talk is playing defense against me today. So, okay. So read the record by some late cricket. Nay, you go first, ma'am. What are one of your pet peeves when you go out on dates?
One of my pet peeves is, like, what is, I would say being on your phone, too. Like, that's a pet peeve, being on your phone. Don't be on your phone when we on it. That's dumb.
Especially if you come and dress like a snack, they need to be having their attention focused on you. Nay?
You said what?
I said, especially if you're looking like a snack, they need to have their attention focused on you.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. That's I got another pet peeve, but I'm away.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. All right, we'll be back to you. T, well, what's our number two? What is one of your pet peeves when you go out on a date?
I would say showing up looking bummy, tacky, toe up from the floor.
Oh.
Yeah, just like, did you even put thought in it? Like, really, just walked out? didn't think that was acceptable.
Okay. I'm feeling you on that. Or my favorite, not being dressed for the occasion.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, I told you we was going here. Oh, I know. Okay, I dealt with that. I dealt with that on a date recently. It pissed me all the way off. I clearly told the person where we were going. And like, oh, I wasn't really feeling because I was where. I told you where we was going. So you weren't having a good time because you didn't wear the right thing. Okay, whatever. Hold on. Keep in mind, I actually took this person back home to change.
Oh, no. She would have stayed at home. Mm-mm.
Yeah, okay. No, I mean before we went to where we went to, and she changed and put something on that was not going to work for where we went to.
She
said, oh, I forgot we were going
there. Home. She
yeah,
still went
I was too far. But, that was too far of a drive to do that. So
I would have been like,
I was like, I'm gonna get through this. But
I would have been like, that's what you want? Oh, all right, you going back home?
That's the perfect segue because number three, one of my pet peeves when going on a date is man, like leave all your drama and stuff at the house.
Oh my god!
Like
yeah.
You go, and I'm gonna tell you what I mean by that, because you know you're going to, especially as a guy, if you are a traditional type of guy like me, we tend to pay for dates. You know, I said traditional. I know some guys that they're. You got you, I got me. You know, I know how I go. But
I asked before I go anywhere. You paying? Or you not? Oh, that's fine. I'll stay at home and cook me something to eat.
Especially if they ask you. Yeah, see, that's the difference. So, basically, man, like I said, leave, you know, and don't come acting whack, man. Seriously. Like, if you got some drama, let me know before we go so I ain't got to bring that energy to the date. Because all that's going to do your mind going to be elsewhere thinking about the drama, and we never going to be able to focus on the date. So that's one of my pet peeves. Come on your A game because When the date has a certain result of coming off not a good date, and you were the person that was the reason why, you can only point at yourself. So yeah, I'm telling you, leave y'all drama at the house. That's why number one is important. That Nate said, when you in that phone, all you doing is giving yourself a beacon. To find out about some drama you got to deal with, and then that's carried over into the date first and in. So, nah, not going to happen. All right, number four, Nate, what you got? What's another pet peeve you got?
Number four, don't think you about to get some ass just because you're cute, because it's not happening. Don't think you just about to get some ass because you're cute.
Oh, you know what? Like, what you finna do when you go home? Go home by myself. What you finna do?
I wanna go to bed.
Right.
Nah, hold on. Nah, I gotta interject. It depends.
I don't know why niggas think you're supposed to get them some ass just because they cute. It don't work like that. No.
Mm-mm.
And you ain't about to get no ass just because you put me on a date either.
Okay, now I got to interject. It depends on which part of the menu you order it from. See, there's a have a good night. I'll see you next time. And a hug. There's the hug menu. There's the kissing. There's the kissing side of the menu, and there's the we fucking side of the menu. As
even with that, no, I'm not. If I want to be a hoe, I'm gonna be a hoe on my own terms.
It's a to be continued.
You think you might want to be a hoe if you order from Dollar Menu.
Well, got some of those.
I'm just saying, I'm backing up what Nate said. If she want, at the end of the day, I'm just joking around with the menu part, but yeah, real talk. A female, I won't say beginning of the day, because people always say she knows about midway of the date if she's going to do something with you or not.
Mm-hmm.
But here go the problem. Y'all be trying to push the issue. I'm gonna give some advice. Free game, people. Stop trying so hard. Don't go, like you said, Nate. Don't come on a date trying to force that. Like, you should always go on a date with no expectations. Only expectations you have is, I believe it's going to be a good date. If you can put that into fruition. But trying to have all these stipulations of where you're like, well, if I ain't getting no ass, ain't no good date. Like, that's lame as hell. So, and if you just trying to get some ass, you just call an escort line and get you some ass that way. Other than that, you trying to go on a real date, quit trying to force the issue and just let things happen. Okay, good. I'm feeling you on that, Nate. Yeah, that was a good one. It's a really good one. Shout out to the ugly people out here that's getting some ass. Okay, so number five, T, what you got for number five?
I would say don't come to the date with no conversation. Like, it should be one person trying to spark up a conversation, and then you be dry.
I swear, I went on a date with this nigga, and the date was boring. Like, the nigga was the pro basketball player. And that date was boring as fuck. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, that.
I'm sorry. I wonder if I know the person you're talking about.
No, I said pro basketball player. No, you don't know him.
Okay,
I know,
that's a different person. Okay, never mind. So my guess is bad. No, I agree. Bad conversation rules the nation, people. People be talking to you like they on a damn text message. Oh, yeah. Oh, so what do you do? I just do a little bit of this. I do music. I do this. Cool. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's like pulling teeth.
Answers. Like you on the like you texting somebody. Oh.
No, just me.
Yeah,
if you tell me I do a little this and that, okay, what is this and that?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, I do music. What kind of music? Do you sound good? Do people be listening to you? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I'm with both of y'all. That weak text message, I call it text message live, because it sounds like when you're talking in person, it sounds like you're talking to a damn freaking text message.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
or they be like, when you say something, they be like, oh, okay.
And people know, okay. If you know me personally, you know one of my pet peeves is I hate if I talk about something and people short answer me to death. I will get on your ass. Mm-hmm. Y'all know how I am, and it's nothing worth doing on a date. Especially if this is the first time I've hung out with you like that. It goes back to what Nate just said about the whole thing, Nikki, just because you look a certain way or because you got some money or whatever, you think you're going to get some out on jump. Or you're going to get something out of, not even just sex, but you're going to get something out of me on jump just because of how you look. And then, Dane, you can look good. That might get you in the door, like being able to get, that might catch my attention. But once you got my attention, now I'm about to dig in that mind a little bit. If your mind not right, it don't necessarily move me that much. You gotta have some good enough conversation, man. So yeah. Huh, that means I'm gonna default this up. Number three, I'll make it quick. Number six. One of my pet peeves about going out on dates, man, is if you got a man, you got a woman, whatever, can y'all just be honest, man? Be honest, because nothing's more annoying than y'all actually have a good date and y'all click just to find out that you got to deal with. Now, it's different between talking to people and dating around versus actually being in an actual relationship. I don't want to date people that's in a relationship. Or if you're in a relationship or situationship, don't talk to me. Date's not going to do anything for me.
Well, what if the two girls and they want to add you in?
Talking about like fun, casual stuff. That's not necessarily.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's different. Like you're not trying to do. We're not dating to understand. You know, because that's another thing. That's one of my pet peeves. I guess that's one of my biggest pet peeves is. I don't necessarily like dating a person that. I don't have actual interest of seeing. Not necessarily mean I'm gonna get a relationship with them like next week or something, but that I can act that I can. Actually, tolerate being in a relationship with, or you don't know that until you go on these dates with people sometimes. But I mean, like, if I'm not even trying to, you know, figure out, you know, where this is going to lead, if I'm going on a date with you, it's more so I'm trying to getting that level of being a friend with you, building a bond, and then moving to a relationship. We don't just snap our fingers in relationship tomorrow. That's not happening. You got a lot of armor you got to get through to get to that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's the six, everybody. And that was the six. The six for today was pet peeves on dates. All right, I'm going to make this quick because, God dang, the show moved a little bit faster than I realized. Black Panther. My quick review, it's literally very quick. That is great movie. Another reason why DC Universe is taking so many L's for Marvel Cinematic Universe. Y'all continue to take L's. Black Panther was good. Your person that hasn't necessarily watched Marvel movies or whatever, you can still watch it and be entertained. So that's my 2 cents on that. Bam, let me go to each of y'all quickly around. Nate, what you got coming up?
Well, I did drop Addictive Magazine. I'm on the cover of that Valentine issue. That magazine is out at addictivemag.com. I am on the cover. And my special project will be dropping soon. It's going to be on Warstar, so it won't drop until it hit Warstar because that's where it's going to go first. So then people will be able to see that video. It's done, but people won't see it until it's placed on Warstar. And I'll be doing a photo shoot next month. And, you know, I'll do surprise shoots every now and then, so you never know what I got up my sleeve. Just stay tuned.
But I saw your post about you were saying your goal is to try to do two a month or I don't know, was it a week or a month? I don't remember which one you were saying.
Two per month.
Okay. All right, cool. Okay. Thank you, Ms. May. RT, what you got coming up?
That's right. I'm working in a fashion show in the third of March. And I think I have a photo shoot. I think two coming up this month, next month. Yep. I ain't gonna tell y'all too much because, yeah, y'all gotta look out for it.
All right. I'd like to mention this during the show. I actually was I was actually at this fashion show, and I got a chance to show off Human Cameras magazine to people. So that was fun. And, yeah, man, have most of my covers there for people to check out. And a lot of people liking it, man. We have a lot of love was being shown. So y'all be seeing more. I'm seeing me do more products like that. I'll be at more events promoting the brand. Also, as well, I'm getting ready to drop the next issue of Human Cameras magazine for the March-April issue. Been kind of working in some of the final touches of that. So we'll be ahead of schedule again with this issue. I'm excited. Other than that, man, y'all going to just stay tuned. Some other stuff that's dropping, I want to kind of wait closer to it to kind of get you geared up. But some other big projects about to happen. So there you go. All right, y'all, we are rolling on out. Remind you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or there's a
Nay
or a
G,
there is a way. You tune in to an episode of Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J, and your girls,
Nay Production
and C. Melina.
And again, y'all, I'm telling y'all, Nay's twerking in that video. All right, I'm out, y'all.
Hey.
Peace.
Peace.